Episode 10, Using Objects as Plot Vehicles. The cover photo for this podcast is a replica of the famous Fourier clock in the Hotel Lancaster in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The clock, in the shape of a pocket watch, adorns the brick fireplace in our living room. I found this clock in a small antique store in Tenino, Washington. Tenino is south of the capital of Olympia and about 10 minutes off of I-5. The town is very small, not exactly a retail hotspot. Yet this interesting piece was hanging in the store, and I traded a set of my books for it. I thought it just looked cool. When I got home, I mounted it above the fireplace, then decided to do some research on the Hotel Lancaster. What I discovered literally blew me away. Hotel Lancaster was one of the final waypoints for high-ranking Nazis as they fled Germany at the end of World War II, along what were called the Rat Lines. And the more I dug into the little-known facts surrounding the Nazi diaspora in Argentina, I knew I had found a gem. This had to become a story. So, I started thinking back over loose ends from the Juno letters, and this is how this story came together. Item 1. Hauptmann Conrad Ackermann, the SS captain who murdered Marianne, Antoine Bouchard's wife, my protagonist in Book 1, is transferred to Berlin in disgrace and assigned to security detail at the Führer Bunker's underground auto park. He figures he has been relegated to hell, but through a series of circumstances, he is thrust into the middle of the exodus of officers out of Berlin. Item 2. A fanatical Nazi, he is horrified at seeing these officers abandoning their oath to Hitler to never surrender, and begins to stalk these high-ranking officers and officials along the escape routes. He ends up in Argentina at, you guessed it, Hotel Lancaster. Item 3. Otto Skorzeny, a main character in Book 9, The Last Speech, is the real-life SS officer who commanded Hitler's private security at the end of the war. He organized the Rat Lines and becomes a target of the vengeful captain. Skorzeny, and I encourage you to look this guy up if you do not know the name. Skorzeny was having an affair with none other than Lady Evita Perón, a true story, which left him vulnerable to blackmail or assassination. Item 4. Without giving away the whole story, suffice to say that in the present day, my protagonist amasses evidence that Ackermann is still alive and living in the hotel. He decides to see if the authorities will arrest him. Or will he have to kill him himself? He is a trifle obsessed with Marianne's murderer. Item 5. Things don't always turn out as planned. All this grew from a clock in a small antique shop in a tiny town about 15 minutes from home. The plot is complex, the characters dynamic, and the ending, well, I love a good conspiracy, and this one is a doozy. The book is called Hotel Lancaster. Keep an eye out as you move around your world, no matter how small it may be. Ideas for stories can jump out at you from almost any place if you are open to the experience. Have fun as you bob and weave through life's bizarre coincidences. And don't hesitate to bend the truth a little as you write. Remember, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Mark Twain. I'm L.W. Hewitt. And I've gone off-grid.